Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Derek.
Hey, Kay.
What's going on?
Not much. A random Saturday show.
It's totally random Saturday show, only because I was not available tomorrow.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah.
Happy to be here.
Happy to be here as well. What have we got this week on the Derek and Kay show? And I figured out why it didn't go well last time.
You mean the intro?
Yes.
I listened to it and I couldn't figure it out.
I started. And when I start, it screws us up. So I need you to start this time.
Okay, because you do the finally.
Yes. What's your first headline?
All right, we got a truck hauling donuts that overturns on a New York highway.
I love donuts.
Yeah, great.
I got some conversations with my new phone.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Suspect falls through ceiling and into police custody.
What?
It's on the weird news.
All right. We got some reactions to the Kim Kardashian divorce.
Ooh. We've got a Pennsylvania man that steals a forklift and a sandwich.
And finally, ever try to interview Joe Pa?
Oh, no.
We got an old one. Oldie but a goodie.
Old man.
Old man interview. That's all coming up on this week's Random Saturday.
All right.
Derek and Kay Show. Press the button.
Yeah.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
This is fun.
My dog's gonna be pissed at.
Well, you are really dumb, for real. So you can run and tell that. Oh, boy.
What?
I'm f***ed up.
Could you please help me?
I'm fever.
No fever.
Oh, my twice
on the clock. Hi. La, 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 la. He got you.
Winning?
Reality hit you hard, bro.
Hey, gorgeous.
Hey, yo, it is the Derek and Kay Show.
Yeah!
We are broadcasting live on Saturday. Today is November 12th, 2011.
Totally random.
November.
Oh, boy. It's time for turkey soon. It's in like 12 days, isn't it?
It's coming up. It's like 2 weeks. Yeah.
Yes. I'm excited for turkey and cobbler and pie.
All that
macaroni and cheese
stuff.
And sweet potato casserole.
Mm-hmm. Yummy.
So hungry right now.
We are over 7,800 listens and growing.
Yay!
I am Derek. And right over there is Kay.
And I'm Rainbow Bright. Thank you for joining us on this week's Random Saturday Derek and Kay Show. You can get in contact with us several ways. You can email us at derek@dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Follow us on Twitter at our handle dkradioshow. Become a fan on Facebook by going to facebook.com/dkradio and pressing the like button and then telling your friends to do the same thing. Follow our blog at derekandkay.blogspot.com. And call us to chime in when we're live at 661-467-2416.
Yeah.
You did a good job that time.
That was perfect.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Oh, my gosh. Maybe all I needed was a little vacation.
Yeah. A couple of weeks off. It's been a couple of weeks.
I think it has been a couple of weeks.
Oh,
last week,
goodness.
There was just some, it was a scheduling a snafu, and I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
But I'm back here this week on a Saturday.
Yeah. Random Saturday show.
Banging it out.
Oh, banging.
I'm banging. Banging it out. Banging around.
Oh, you're just
four.
Banging around.
Banging around.
Banging around. Doing the show.
Banging.
Banging out.
Banging around.
Banging around. Banging.
That's a lot of banging.
That's right. And this week we've got a packed show for you. We're not even sure if we're going to get through the whole thing.
I don't even know.
It's crazy.
We might both be talking at the same time.
Well, so much happened while we were gone.
That's true.
Craziness. Totally. And you know what?
Cha-cha-cha!
I think you were a little early.
Cha-cha-cha yourself.
What the heck was that? What was that?
Cha-cha-cha yourself.
I don't even know what that is.
That's Donnie G.
Is it?
Yes.
Don Geronimo, really?
Right.
Say it one more time.
Cha-cha-cha yourself.
What did he say in the following?
Cha-cha-cha yourself.
Oh. I wish you had gotten the yourself.
Well,
why did you write that out?
Cha-cha-cha yourself. He's
given like
so
the time
fast.
And weather right away. Yeah,
oh,
just,
really?
Yeah.
He gives the time and weather?
Yeah.
That's
DJ thing, I guess.
Oh.
We don't do that.
Should we?
We could give the time.
The time is 6:35 p.m., but it's a podcast, so it
so
might not be
true.
6:35
that is,
when you're listening
that
to
is
it.
That is true, yeah.
The current weather outside is cool. Waiting for my thing to update. 63? That's
nice.
No chance. Really?
I don't think it's that warm, but it's been really warm. How about that Wednesday?
Wait, let me check.
It's like spring all over again.
Let me check my phone.
There you go.
See what the weather is like. Press the button. Go to my weather app here. I'm touching a very nice local weather here in Boston. A cool 48 degrees.
All right. Nice.
Clear skies and looking good tomorrow. Sunday, 63 degrees, high and low of 50 degrees.
It's 6:35
here on the Derek and Kay Show.
Nice.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. I'm holding my new toy.
There you go.
It's the iPhone 4S.
Nice.
Thank you very much. I totally sucked it up, and I scraped all my pennies together.
Right.
And I purchased it directly from Apple.
That's great.
It's
hey, Apple.
It's
hey, Apple. Hey, Apple.
It said it shipped in 1 to 2 weeks. So,
yeah.
And then it gave me a shipping estimate between November 18th and the 28th, so I was a little bummed. And then they told me it shipped on the 6th, but I ordered it on the 4th, and then it got there.
Nice.
On 8th.
That's great. You got it early.
Very early. So
nice.
I'm really happy with it. I do
it's
have
sweet.
A Sprint network service, so I do have it on Sprint 3G's network. It's a little slow, but you know what? The phone's freaking fine.
And it's cheaper.
It's cheaper.
Than anywhere else, any
yeah.
other network, right? Yeah.
And I finally get service in places where I didn't get service before.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Like underground on the T,
what?
I get extended 3G service. And in places like a basement, I get extended 3G.
How do you know that could be different?
Yeah, it changed. I don't know. I paid $10 more. Maybe that's why.
Huh.
I get premium data.
Yeah.
And I got this nice cover for it.
The cover's really cool. It's cute. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very nice. And, it looks like there's someone on the line. Wait. Caller, can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Oh!
It's Siri!
That's awesome.
Please, I think it's Siri. Siri, is that you?
It's Siri. That's me.
Oh.
I'm on the Derek and Kay Show.
That's fantastic!
Wow.
Oh, my gosh! We got Siri, my personal assistant.
That's fantastic.
She's really nice. Now, Siri, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Like it says on the box, I was designed by Apple in California.
Like it says on the box? That's a little bit of an attitude, don't you think?
Yeah, but we can't figure that out.
Siri, I think you should be a little less attitude-y with us.
Noted.
Anyway, how are you doing over there?
I'm fine. Thanks for asking.
Do you have anything you'd like to ask Siri, Derek?
Oh, I sure would.
What do you want to ask her?
Are you going to come over a little later?
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Yeah.
Oh.
What time?
What time?
Yeah.
Oh, after the show. I don't know.
Oh, so you're gonna come over after the show?
I don't know.
Oh.
What does that mean?
A little attitude.
Yeah, a little attitude.
Yes
right?
or no.
Yeah, we need a yes or a no.
Noted.
Well, that's not helping at all. That's not helping at all.
See you after the show.
Really? Do you want to come, Siri?
Noted.
Oh, that's not a good answer at all. Well, I mean, if you wanted to come by the show afterward, could you do it?
Sorry, Kay. I couldn't do it.
Why not? Why not? What's wrong? Do you have a date, maybe, Siri?
Kay, you're not supposed to ask your assistant such things.
Why not?
Wow.
Why not? I mean, you're happy right now, though, right?
I'm on the Derek and Kay Show.
And that's really what matters. That's really what matters. So what do you think about our show? Do you like our show so far?
I really have no opinion.
What's that all about?
Wow.
Do you have any more questions for Siri, my personal assistant?
How long is this bit going to go on for?
I really have no opinion.
Yeah, she's really got an attitude.
Really? She does have a little bit of an attitude.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, what's wrong?
Uh-oh.
What's wrong?
Sorry, Kay. I couldn't do it.
Do what? I don't know what's going on. Anyway.
I like that she said she couldn't do it.
Yeah, she couldn't do it. Anyway, that's okay. Thanks for joining us today, Siri. Maybe we'll talk to you
later.
Thanks
so much for calling.
You're welcome.
Anyway.
Nice. That's awesome.
That's Siri, everybody.
That's really funny.
That's my new personal assistant.
That's the first time a computer's called us.
Yeah, I mean, it's the future. I'm telling you.
It is the future.
iPhone 4S can do anything.
Yeah.
The future is now. The Derek and Kay Show.
Did you hear the two series talking with each other?
I can hear you.
Yes, I did. I gotta hang up on Siri.
She's
sorry.
On Verizon. Oh, she's gotta hang up on her own.
I gotta hang up. I forgot to hang up.
Nice.
What are you wearing?
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Hey.
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 Hey
now.
Hey. Hey. All right. What is this now?
Did you hear the two series talking with each other?
No. I think I did, but are we doing a YouTube bit now?
Oh, we might. This is. I did find this on the YouTube.
Oh, you found it. Wait, where did you find it?
YouTube.com.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
YouTube.com. You'll find the whole world for what you're looking for. YouTube.com. It's a blessing for mankind, that's for sure.
This is the old man show.
Yeah. We got plenty of old man
stuff. We got a lot of old man
shit. Just a little bit about this. Someone's holding up two iPhones together, and they're having a Siri conversation here.
Sorry, I missed that. It's no problem. Okay. I'm okay if you're okay. Are you? No comment. I don't know what you mean by comment. Okay, it's no big deal that you don't know.
Anyways, it's kind of funny. It's cute.
It's funny. I have seen that before.
It's pretty cute. And then Konyan played this, which is, I guess, another commercial. What is
the
that?
The new Apple iPhone 4S has been out for 10 days. Already, this thing is a huge hit, and one of the most talked-about apps on the new iPhone is the voice-activated personal assistant named Siri. And, Apple has already jumped on Siri's popularity with a new ad. It's pretty cool. Take a look.
We have a flat tire.
How do I tie a bow tie again?
What's the fastest way to Hartford Hospital?
Siri, get me reservations for 2, 7 p.m. between your boobs.
Is there anything again? Remind me to call Chris when I get home.
What is the length of my penis in miles?
Remind me to get milk when I leave work.
Tell my wife I'm going to make it.
Come on, Siri.
You please tell me the distance between...
meeting from 3 to 4.
How far away am I right now from Diarrhea Town?
I got one. Hey, Siri.
Kind of funny.
I have been asking Siri some inappropriate questions.
Yeah, I've done that too. It's kind of fun.
It's very fun. I spent a lot of time just inappropriately interrogating her and asking her things. My favorite one was asking her, what does Peter Piper pick?
Oh, I heard that. Someone had that one on YouTube. I saw that, yeah.
And it gave me, like, a whole thing with pickles
right.
and, like, calories and, like, how many are in a peck. It was crazy.
It's really funny.
But, I mean, in all seriousness, it's really very cool. And
it is very cool.
I can tell her to set an alarm for me. I can tell her to turn on some music. I can tell her to send a text message, which is the coolest thing ever, or
right.
call somebody while I'm driving so I don't have to, like, watch the screen and press buttons.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not perfect. It doesn't understand everything. I had to say
right.
the Derek and Kay Show a billion times for her before she knew what I was talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she's not perfect, but she's pretty darn good.
I'm on the Derek and Kay Show.
Nice.
My favorite.
I do like that. Yeah, they
I'm
bought...
on the Derek and Kay Show.
Yeah, they bought, I guess Apple bought that technology like a couple of years ago, and then they finally
They're working on it.
Yeah, they're working on it.
Yeah.
I've heard things that's probably going to be on a lot of other devices, including like TVs. Like they might have like an Apple TV that
wouldn't that be really
that has
freaky?
That and you just kind of like press
you're
the
like,
button.
Play the X Factor and it starts playing like Simon Cowell and like
give you schedule things, all
yeah.
that stuff. I'm sure. Yeah. I mean that's
recording
the future.
America's Next Top Model for me.
Right.
Siri, that's me. I'm on the Derek and Kay Show.
Nice.
That's right. She's on the Derek and Kay Show. She's really fun. She's fun to play with.
She's fun.
You know, but she won't marry me. She said, let's just be friends.
Yeah.
And she says it's not her contract.
She's just your assistant.
She's just my assistant.
Right.
Yeah. She says a lot of things that are condescending. But I love her anyway.
Awesome.
I love her anyway. You've got a lot of weird news going on over there.
There is quite a bit.
Are we doing that next?
We could do that.
Are we taking a break? I don't know what's going on. 6:45.
6:45, 15 minutes in.
What do we do?
I don't know. I worry if we don't take a break now, it might be a little bit.
All right, let's take a break. Can I have some candy? What's over there in that bowl?
That's a mix of last year's candy.
Last year's candy?
Yeah, I don't know if it's any good.
Are you serious? Why do you have a bowl full of last year's candy?
Well, I found it when I was cleaning.
When?
Some of that still could be good.
Maybe ship that over here. Maybe I'll chance it.
All right.
If I die during the break, then you know what happens.
All right, so we're going to take a break.
We're going to take a break.
Back with some weird news.
That's right.
All coming up.
Press the button.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
I was born with a foul mouth. It's not a disease or an illness. I just love f***ing cursing. You know, the people say, like, good morning, Trish. And I go, well, f*** you, you asshole. It feels good. And my mom, she doesn't give a shit. She's been hearing words like, f*** you, asshole, suck my d*** off, and f*** sucker, since the day I learned to speak. It does, however, affect my goddamn public life. Like, I really can't go out to restaurants. You know, where's the goddamn ladies' room, swipe? That's where food.com saved me.
Food.com is the internet's takeout and delivery service, and we can help. If you bastards can't control your goddamn language, Food.com can get you the food you want from local f***ing restaurants, and you can stay at home and curse all you goddamn like. No Food.com. Sometimes it's best to just order in.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
We are occupying your internet and your ears. The Derek and Kay Show. Derek and Kasia, we are back.
We are back.
Do you do the food.com thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I can't stop cursing.
Yeah, I love food.com.
Yeah, I totally can't stop fucking cursing. I mean, who doesn't love some of that shit?
Exactly. You can get that shit to your door.
And I also love... when little Bo Peep lost her.
Wow.
Anyway, you can contact the Derek and Kay Show many ways.
You can
email us at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You got mail.
Follow us on Twitter at dkradioshow. Become a fan on Facebook by going to facebook.com//dkradio and pressing the like button and telling your mom to also press the like button.
Okay.
Only your mom, though.
I just pressed the like button.
Yes. And then you can follow our blog at derekandkate.blogspot.com and contact us when we are live at 661-467-2416. Long distance rates may apply if you are nubbity nub.
Wow. How about that?
You know, you gotta have a cell phone and
That is true.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, we get some weird news.
I'm excited. Oh,
all
by
right.
the way, today
yep.
is Chicken Soup for the Soul Day. I don't even know what the hell that means.
Chicken
Soup. Or maybe I should say, I don't know what the...
oh, I don't...
oh. Wait, I'll do it. I don't know what the fuck that means. I honestly don't. Chicken Soup for the Soul
I
Day.
Either. Well, yesterday was corduroy day.
That,
on
is,
11,
some,
11,
that
11.
Is some bull...
Well, we're going to play the chicken dance.
We are?
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Because it's weird news time.
I think this is old banana Laffy Taffy.
Really?
Yes.
You can throw it back and try again.
No, I'm eating it.
It works for you?
It's a little hard, but...
They are hard to begin with.
Love old hard Laffy Taffy.
Hey, it's good no matter...
Better in your mouth when it's hard, right?
That's right. Wow. Looks like I gotta do isolated K clip I gotta find. All right, moving right along with some weird news.
Saturday.
A truck hauling donuts overturns on a New York highway. And I don't know how to say this town. It's like Shenandoah. I don't
what?
Know. I don't know how to say it.
Let me see that.
No, I gotta keep going.
Okay.
I guess the driver of the truck fell asleep, causing the truck to hit a guardrail and overturn at 2:30 a.m. on Friday. This is like 2 weeks ago. That chicken dance is a little loud. Turn that down a little bit. The police said that the driver suffered minor injuries. It's okay.
Wait, where did he crash into?
It was Interstate 81,
mm-hmm.
upstate New York.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He had donuts?
And he had donuts.
Who was he hauling for? Dunkin'?
It doesn't say.
Spice if he had Dunkin' Donuts. There's like silly Boston creams all over the road.
Yeah. The southbound lanes were closed for hours as they had to clean up the... rolling donuts, they're all over the place. And that's what's happening in New York.
What's your favorite donut?
You know, that's a really good question. I like cider donuts, you know?
But they don't have those all year round.
They don't have those all year round. Well, some places do.
What about your favorite Nubs, Boston,
like
Drunken Grown-Ups?
It's a good question.
Donut.
I don't like the ones that are filled because they're just messy.
You don't like a Boston cream?
It's pretty good. That's probably the best of the filled ones, I would have to say.
I think jelly donut is disgusting.
I'm not into any of those. It's totally gross. And that's, by the way, I think we've mentioned that before. That's not a donut you can split. I hate when people at work cut into one.
I've done it.
I'm like, what the hell? They left a quarter of like this oozing piece of
Well, a quarter, that's unheard of. You can do a half.
It's gross.
You can, if you have a really sharp knife, you can do a half.
Did you ever suck the jelly out of the jelly donut and then fill it with chocolate swirl ice cream?
You know what's really good is the Bavarian cream. Is that frosted,
confectioner
sugar-covered donut with the yummy Bavarian cream inside.
Is that your favorite?
It's not my favorite. I think I still do love just the plain old chocolate frosted.
Yeah, that
plain
is a good
donut
one.
With chocolate on top.
I'm with you on that one.
Amazing.
Sometimes I like the chocolate, what is that called? The chocolate. You know
what? We should have the fat voices when we're talking about this.
Oh,
do that?
We should do that.
We should do that.
We're going to turn it down a little bit.
Okay.
Good. Okay, now we can talk about how much we love donuts. I especially love sometimes when I go to Dunkin' Donuts to get a coffee. Sometimes I love to get a coffee roll. And it's the whole thing.
So good. It's really
so good.
Yeah.
And yes. And I also sometimes when they bring donuts to work, sometimes I'll go for like the blueberry cake donut.
Oh,
that's a fat donut.
That does sound with blueberries on it.
Sometimes I like thick designs.
Well, it's all like cakey and like a muffin donut.
Yeah. So good.
Did you ever suck the jelly out of the jelly donut and then fill it with chocolate swirl ice cream? Donuts. I do love it. Oh, and I love the munchkins, too. Those are so good.
I do love the munchkins. But someone brings a box of those in,
it's over.
Once you pop, you cannot stop.
You cannot stop eating them.
So good.
You show up, you're like, I'll just take one, and then you take, like, eight.
Oh.
I love
donuts now.
I know. I wish we had donuts because I would eat the munchkins, and I love the glazed munchkins.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
But I don't like when I reach in and I think it's a glazed donut, but it's really a jelly donut.
It's hard to tell the difference between the two.
Yeah. It's really hard.
It's hard, but you can tell by the way they're trying to hold the... See, the jelly ones just look a little softer. Like, it might not be fully round.
Yeah.
You know, not like a... It's more like a sack. It's down a little bit. And you know it might be filled with jelly. You don't want to go for those.
Oh, jelly.
It sounds
jelly.
So funny.
Yeah, all right. Let's go back to normal.
All right. Moving right along.
Oh, we're back? Oh, God.
We're back.
I'm skinny and hot again.
Almost
thank God.
The same story. Here, a suspect falls through a ceiling and into police custody. This happened in Portland, Oregon.
Was this like, this wasn't Mama Rick's dad?
Oh, no. That's right. That's funny, though. Police say in
Oregon. Fell during the hurricane.
There's a domestic disturbance in a house, I guess, with some relatives. I guess the man has been drinking and intoxicated and was threatening other relatives. Police came to the house and found him barricaded in the attic. And determined he wasn't
barricaded.
A threat. He was like behind a bunch of junk in the attic. They couldn't get to him, so they just left him. They thought he wasn't a threat. So they began to leave with the intention of following up later. They then heard a loud crash, and he fell through the ceiling and onto the living room floor. I guess he's 21 years old. He did not have
21.
Injuries, and he was booked with charges. And that's what's happening in Portland.
That sounds like an old man move.
I know, right? Like hiding in the attic?
Yeah, with stuff.
I guess he has domestic violence charges. I don't know what was happening.
He's sick in the head.
I guess.
You ever watch Hoarders?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That is frightening.
Have you watched it, like, online or something? Have you watched a full episode?
Yeah. Yeah.
Last week, I watched this Hoarders, and the guy, the house had, like, burnt. And was, like, all open, and, like, the stuff was burnt on the inside. He's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to repair this, and all the stuff. It was ridiculous.
What do you mean? What? Burnt on the... What?
There was a fire.
Oh, right.
In the house.
Oh, my gosh.
He nearly didn't escape because it was so full of crap.
He could have got, stranded.
Yeah. There's a kitchen fire, and the crap is burnt, like it's burnt. And he's like, wants to keep all the burnt stuff.
That's
ridiculous.
That's frightening.
And then there was, I have so many Hoarders episodes. And next week... Can't wait. Or not next week, but Monday. Looks like a good episode. I'm excited.
Do they say what they're going to be shown?
I forgot. I could totally pull up a preview. It was some. I forgot exactly what it was, but it looked like it was going to be a show.
Yeah.
I was disappointed in last week because I thought the preview looked like it was going to be like totally awesome, but it wasn't. I was a little disappointed. I like the real sickos. Like the lady. Oh, no. I think here it was. I think it was she had like a million cats.
Yeah.
And she has
it's
a billion dead cats in the house.
Oh,
I think
gosh.
She doesn't even care. She's just like a total whack job. I love that. Fascinating.
Makes you feel better about everything.
Makes you feel better about your own life. That's
true.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm shallow.
Moving right along.
I'm going to eat my year-old Laffy Taffy.
A Pennsylvania man. Stole a forklift and then a sandwich. He stole a forklift from a construction site and he found himself in quite a pickle. I guess he's 38 years old and he pulled into like a diner with a forklift. I don't know why you're driving around a forklift. That thing doesn't move very fast. Exactly. He pulls into the diner, orders a sandwich, takes the sandwich, and then tries to make a getaway on the forklift, but couldn't figure out how to back it up.
I'm trying to figure out what a forklift looks like.
You know, the thing with the four wheels, and it drives around, and it goes,
oh, yeah.
Picks up pallets and stuff.
Okay. So I really was just trying to find tickle my pickle really bad.
Yeah.
So what did he pull up to a drive-thru and get a
No,
sandwich?
It was like a diner.
Oh.
And that's what's happening in Pennsylvania.
So he's driving around with a forklift.
He steals a forklift from a construction site. Which not your top vehicle for stealing.
No, it's not like
not
a Maserati or something.
It's not like, you know, like you could pretty much run and catch up to the guy. I mean, the thing probably doesn't go much faster than that. And then the thing is he drives into it, parks it, you know, front end, and he couldn't figure out how to back it up. So
he couldn't figure out how to...
Yeah, so he got arrested.
Did he at least pay for the sandwich?
He did not.
He stole the sandwich.
He did. What was that?
That's a text message.
Oh, okay. Thought something broke. You can't hear things with the cans on.
That's Tommy. He says he's leaving soon.
Oh, he's going to be over here?
Yep.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm about to play.
That is awesome.
That's about to happen soon.
Wow, I'm excited.
What's the next story? You have another story?
You know, I have so many stories here, but let's see. What are we doing on time? 7 o'clock?
Mm-hmm. Pretty good. It's not bad.
We're not too bad?
Mm-mm, not too bad.
Well, you know what? Maybe I should actually... Oh, well, I won't read the whole story on this, but I was trying to find good audio on this, but I can't find it. But there was another 911 call in Massachusetts again.
You're kidding.
And this time it's a couple that got lost in an apple orchard.
Donks.
I know, and I couldn't find a good – I found so many clips of the 911 call, but I heard –
Don't these people have smartphones?
I don't know.
If you have a smartphone, you can make it out of an apple orchard.
Yeah.
You got a compass.
Yeah,
they got Google Maps.
I know. These people couldn't figure it out, and I heard parts of it, and it's really funny, and I wish I could find a good clip of it to play because
Aww. The
husband, who's actually, this is kind of ironic, he's a weather dude.
He is a weather dude?
He has been for like 10 years in the Boston area.
Does he have that like weather sound, weather news, weatherman sound?
Not really.
On the phone?
But you could hear him. He was like so pissed that she was calling 911 to rescue them. He's like, I'm just following her. Like, he just gets really upset. And that's why I wanted to find it, but I don't have it. This happened in Bolton, I think.
Where's Bolton?
Which is a little bit westward, maybe like 45 minutes west.
Oh, it's out there.
But these people giving Massachusetts, whoa.
Sorry, it's really loud.
Giving Massachusetts a bad name.
Yeah. Bolton?
What you got going on with your phone over there?
It says Tom leaving soon.
Again?
Yeah, I don't know why it happened twice.
Oh.
That was weird. I don't know. That's the only sound that's the only text message sound.
You can't change it?
No, I can change it.
Oh, okay. All right.
I changed it to be that.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Before, it was something really boring.
Yeah.
That's way more exciting.
That is exciting.
Except at like 6 in the morning when it does that. Then I don't like that.
You don't like
that happened this morning. It is Bank of America, by the way.
Oh.
Telling me I was nubbins.
The bank that ain't America.
Yes. By the way, no more ATM fees.
Oh, that's right.
Booyah.
And that is the weird news.
I knew they were going to cave on that $5 a month ATM fee. I knew it. I'm like, they can't do that. People are going to like set fire to banks.
Yeah, well, they're already upset to begin with.
Yeah.
People pulling their money out of the big bank.
Oh my gosh, I was like, if I just hang in there, I know that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Stupid Bank of America.
I heard something. I didn't look into it. Bank of America. Something about refunding people their overdraft fees.
Hmm?
There was some case that they're going to be paying or they're supposed to pay back a certain percentage of overdraft fees or a certain time period. I don't know the whole story.
I had some overdraft fees back in the day.
Oh, believe you me, I did. It's part of the reason why I left them.
They get you with the overdraft.
Oh, they get you.
Brutal.
It's just a chain reaction.
They like bend you over and they take all your. I dropped my sheet.
Oh, that's okay. You know, speaking of sandwiches, we got this guy who stole a sandwich. This is someone else somewhere else that they thought they were stealing a sandwich. This happened in Hawaii. There's a couple.
Mm-hmm.
This 28-year-old was shopping at a Safeway. I think it was. She was 30 weeks pregnant, and she felt faint, so she, it was a Safeway. So she decided to eat a chicken salad sandwich.
Bad choice.
yeah, I don't know. You're pregnant, I don't know what that's all about. I guess her and her husband checked out but forgot to pay for the sandwich, and then they got confronted with security, and they ended up calling the police. And they offered to pay for the sandwich, but they got arrested, and their 2-year-old daughter was taken away.
What?
With child services.
You're serious.
For about 18 hours, and they were posted bail, $50 each, and they were reunited with their daughter. But
well, that's just terrible.
Isn't that terrible?
It's an honest mistake. I mean,
it's crazy. They offered to pay. That's what I don't understand.
Yeah. Why did they call the police? It's
I guess
sandwich.
The police were already there.
It's not like she stole an iPhone or like a stereo or a computer.
Right. And this brings the question. like, is it okay to, you know, eat with stuffing on the grocery store before you pay? You know, you're waiting in line, you open up a bottle of Snapple. You see people do it all the time,
it
right? I've never done it.
I feel like
uncomfortable
it's weird.
With it.
Yeah, I feel like if I haven't paid for it, it's not mine yet.
Yeah. It just seems kind of, like, trashy to, like...
Yeah, it seems a little ghetto.
Like, have something with a bite in or a bag open or
yeah.
a bottle. But, I don't... Like, people in my family have done it. When I was little, I know people, like... I see people do it all the time.
I've seen Tom do it.
Tom does it?
Yeah, he's gotten a piece of pizza from
yeah.
the store. But, you know, those, like, little
slice,
chowing down. And
yeah.
he just pays for the pizza afterward.
Yeah.
It weirded me out. I'm like, whoa, really?
Yeah.
Something's just not... Never crossed my mind.
It's weird. Well, I think there's nothing really wrong with it, although I wouldn't do it, like, as we said. But I think this case, this is a little bit too
really
much.
That's really extreme.
Yeah.
I mean, she's pregnant, feeling faint. Give a lady a sandwich.
Right.
Let her have a sandwich.
Right.
Can't go to, I mean, would they go to the checkout, get the sandwich, come back around, do the shopping? I mean, come on.
They offered to pay for it.
Yeah, it's not like they were like, oh, we didn't have a sandwich.
I don't know.
That's stupid.
It's a little much.
It's really much. But you know what I don't like? People feeling great.
Yeah, is that picking stuff off of the produce?
Yeah, picking,
that seems more like stealing, right? Because you're not paying, unless you're paying for...
No, I just think it's kind of gross.
It's kind of gross, too, yeah.
I mean, it's a grocery store.
Everyone handled it, too.
Yeah, it's not the farmer's market.
It's
you can't
pretty gross.
Taste it.
Right.
I mean...
Or there's no samples, not like...
No,
there's
no samples.
Samples or something like that.
I mean, it's more something you do at, like, a farmer's market. Like, they're like, oh, let me taste that grape.
Right.
You know, and maybe they'll give you some grapes. See if you want to buy a whole... pound full or whatever.
Try before you buy.
By the way, grapes are expensive.
They are. I had some nice ones for my party, a nice mix, and they were pretty good, but I don't buy grapes regularly.
To pay like $10 for a bunch of grapes?
I don't remember.
It's ridiculous.
It's probably like $5 or $6.
Grapes and cherries also.
Oh, cherries can be really expensive.
Fruit.
Crazy expensive.
You pick up a bag of cherries, you might take out a loan for that puppy.
That's right.
Every time, I mean, it better not be a heavy bag of cherries. Every time I go to the register and I get cherries, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's like $13.
Yeah.
So a lot of stuff happened since we were on the air.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian got a divorce.
No way.
Well, the main thing was she got a divorce after 72 days of marriage. Now, Kim Kardashian, who was married to Chris Humphries briefly, she's 31 years old. He's 26 years old. He is a New Jersey Nets basketball player. He's very doofy. Have you seen him?
I don't know.
He looks kind of doofy.
Yeah.
He's not like a hot guy. He's like kind of doofy looking. He's like a Sasquatch looking dude. And anyway, a lot of people were like totally outraged by the Kim Kardashian divorce debacle. And she was on the radio in Australia because she can't be on the radio here because American media would kill her.
Yeah.
She was on the Kyle and Jackie O show. This is in Australia. Here's her quick interview. Oh, darn it. That's something else. Hold on. Jeez.
As I sit over here in America, sorry, couldn't be there for you. You've had a bad couple of days, you girls, and like you've traveled from one side of the other.
Sister Chloe.
Media stories everywhere about the split up with you two. How are you, doll? Are you all right? That's what most people want to know. How are you going?
I mean, you know, in a tough situation, I think I'm, you know, trying to do the best that I can. And, you know, it's actually kind of an escape to be able to come here. And, you know, I had this work commitment for our, you know, Kardashian collection handbags that we're doing out here. So I really wanted to, like, honor that commitment and stay here or come out here just to hope, you know, to get my mind off of everything. But anytime, you know, there's really no easy way to go through something like this.
So what happened? You know, there's so many rumors out there and different stories. I know one of the things you wanted to clear up was that this marriage was a sham. That's not the case. You said that you married for love, yeah?
I mean, absolutely. I mean, I don't think that I'm really ready to go into, you know, the details of really what went on in my marriage. But I do, you know, want to make clear that I would never marry for a TV show, for money, for anything like that. And I think...
Do you believe it?
Gosh, you know, I don't know much about her, but...
Do you want to hear about the wedding costs?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it's...
This is the stuff she got for free for the wedding. Ready? Apparently, they made $17.9 million in profit from the wedding that was nationally televised. She had three $20,000 Vera Wang gowns, $400,000 in Perrier Jouet champagne, $10,000 Lehrer and Black invitations, and $750,000 in catering for 500 guests.
Seriously?
Seriously. And that's the stuff she got for free. That's not the stuff she paid for. That's the stuff that was given to her.
Oh, my gosh.
So this is, and she said that Chris Humphries has to pay her his own legal expenses.
Yeah, how about that? And how long were they together?
72 days.
Oh, that's right.
It's like 3 months.
I thought it was a little more than that. No?
No, it's like 3 months. One month is 30 days.
That looks crappy.
It's like not even 3 months.
And he's not really saying much.
No, he can't.
Like there's
he's a doofus.
Or there's the one, I don't know. It just sort of the one thing, like he's just like trying to keep with the family or something. He doesn't really say much.
Yeah, I mean, he's not really, he's kind of a loser.
Yeah.
And here are some funny YouTube reactions that I found on YouTube. The first one is, I love the gay boys.
Right,
album.
Right.
And here's Lance Provost, and he says Kim Kardashian is being fishy.
But anyway, I'm just thinking it's a little fishy. Like, Kim Kardashian, you're being fishy. Stop being fishy. You know, sooner or later we're going to find out your motives, and yeah, that's about it. I just think you're fishy, and I'm classy for doing it. I still like you. You know me.
I still like you.
Y'all know on Twitter, why isn't she tweeting? And then she has Chloe and Courtney who are coming to her defense. Of course, as sisters would do.
Fishy.
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 Fishy. Hilarious. Are you being fishy? Your favorite. You're fishy.
Lovely, says it. Yeah, great.
I think that's the best. We should take up fishy.
We should.
Fishy's my,
that's a good one.
My new favorite. And here's another one
fishy.
That was hilarious is sorry, that was YouTube user Lance Provost.
Oh, okay.
LanceProvost. Subscribe. We're giving you a plug.
There you go.
We love you. Anyway, there was another reaction call from user representing 50 plus, and I just love the building up of rage, especially at the end.
Hey, YouTube, representing 50 plus. Real quick video. I was just watching, you know, a few things online, and up popped on the home screen how Kim Kardashian is getting ready to file for divorce after 72 days of marriage. Well, I am so disgusted. First of all, I happen to like her show. I watch it all the time.
Everybody loves her show,
wedding.
Though.
I watched it when they were dating, her and Chris Humphries. And, you know, it was fun. It was nice entertainment. You know, they don't do a whole lot of fighting and carrying on. And I liked the show. Well, when the wedding started and they started dating, her and Chris, you could see that he was very opinionated and he wasn't going for all their, you know, brouhaha and what they say goes and all that kind of stuff. And even Scott was trying to tell him, dude, you can't be talking back to these women. These women are going to get what they want, yada, yada. He wasn't having it. Right then and there, you could see, you know, it wasn't going to last. And everybody knew it wasn't going to last. But 72 days, I mean, come on. I feel like it's such a scam. Yeah, I'm just so disgusted now with the whole thing
rage.
That I refuse to watch any more Kim Kardashian shows,
uh-oh.
Period. Her sister,
she likes
her
it,
mother. I'm done. That's it.
Okay.
I hope the shows now
fail.
I hope that they lose a lot of ratings. I hope people unfollow Kim and everybody else, because it's just, I mean, the amount of money that they spent and had all those people come to their wedding and probably give them gifts or donations to their charities, for what? For a big scam. I'm just so disgusted with it. Anyway,
so
I saw a button just now on eBay that says no more Kim Kardashian shows. I'm on my way right now to buy it. All right, this is representing 50 plus, just giving my opinion about Kim Kardashian and her fake ass wedding.
That's the best part.
Fake ass.
The best part, because she spent a lot of time on the S, so she was like, Kim Kardashian and her fake ass wedding.
It was great. Yeah, she really put it out there.
But the user with the most rage of all time is either Wonderful Music full, wonderful, musical, and it's really heavily edited, heavily censored, and it's 5 minutes, but it's so angry about Kim Kardashian.
Let me tell y'all something. Let me light my cigarette.
Gotta light the cigarette.
Wow. Are you waiting?
We're waiting. Waiting for the cigarette.
Now. Now, when I heard about this whole divorce from Miss Kardashian, at first I was like, really? Really, bitch? At first I was like, okay, no, this is some bullshit, whatever. And then I went, you know, further on by my business to do some investigation. So apparently they got a divorce, I guess, because TMZ reported that they got a divorce because they couldn't find someone to stay. Bitch, come on. Stop it. Stop it. This whole motherfucking wedding, like my homegirl, Tank Cowboy, said, money, bitch. It was all about money. And you know, it makes perfect sense. This is like a goddamn soap opera, okay? You get married, you get a divorce. Snap, snap, crack, and pop. It didn't take them no time. 10 to 2 days? At the most? Really? What the hell? And it also was allegedly reported that Miss Kardashian...
It's 5 minutes, and I'm telling you, I've never edited more F-bombs in my entire life.
Oh, you did all that, wow.
Oh, there was a lot of F-bombs going around.
It's pretty funny.
There was another really funny one, this is the last one I'm going to play, by a stand-up comedian, and her YouTube name is Glozell. It's hilarious.
Hello, this is Glozell. Is you okay? Is you good? Because I want to know. Okay, so for those who didn't know this, if y'all didn't know this,
no, sir.
Kim Kardashian and really
funny.
Kim K and Chris KKK wedding, you know, they is getting a divorce, okay? They're getting divorced, and that marriage didn't even last one season. Just not. They didn't get enough of him on tape. How much money did they make off the wedding? Oh, they made $8 million off the wedding. Poor Chris. He probably thought she loved him.
Laughing.
Wow. Oh, were you in it for real?
Well, these people are funny.
Oh, see, when you said that you didn't want to be on a little show, honey, you had to go, honey, because they're about making money. That's a business family, and you probably lost. You thought you what love got to do with it? Ain't a kind piggy thing. Ain't a kind piggy thing. So I feel sorry for you, little Chris Humphries, but maybe she didn't want to have your big Neanderthal babies or something. I don't really know. You cute in a gripping kind of way. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I love you.
If you saw a picture of Chris Humphries, you know what she's talking about.
Yeah.
You talk to somebody else, maybe. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. You know. All right, I love you. I love the Kardashians and everything, but it's about business, okay? So don't get it twisted.
Wow.
Anyway.
Wow, that's really something.
That is the reaction from YouTube about the Kim Kardashian wedding. It happened on Halloween, by the way.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, that was Halloween breakout.
Wow, people going crazy.
People going crazy.
It's funny, they all said that they love her. Or they love
they're all like, oh, I love Kim Kardashian, but you're a whore.
I feel like every one of them said that.
Yeah.
Like everyone, yeah.
I love you.
That was pretty funny.
I think, 72 days, I think it's definitely a sham. It's got to be a sham.
Yeah.
Who gets married for 72 days?
All that money.
And just gets divorced. And all that money.
That's ridiculous.
72 days. Come on. I snapped my fingers and 72 days has gone by.
You what?
I snapped my fingers.
Oh, right.
What did you think I said?
It's like you said something about fingers. Unless you wet your fingers.
I was stuck on the
okay.
On the Laffy Taffy incident.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Do you have anything else?
Should we take a quick break? And we'll, I got one more thing here we can go.
I don't think there's time for a break.
Yeah?
Mm-mm.
You don't think there's time?
Nope.
Okay. All right. Let's click this out of the way.
Sorry.
We're running the show ahead of time on the fly.
We got 10 minutes left.
Okay. I'm going to go with this then. We know Andy Rooney passed last month.
Oh, it's so sad.
At 92. I guess he had minor surgery, that there was some serious complications that happened. Anyways, he was, within 60 minutes for 33 years. I remember him growing up watching him.
Me too.
On TV. Anyways, I thought this was funny. Do you know Ally G?
Yes.
Yes, who's also the character of Bora. I've never seen the movie.
I've never actually seen the movie either.
But I guess this show was on HBO in the early 2000s, where he plays this character, and he is interviewing Andy Rooney, and this is it's kind of funny because Andy Rooney gets bitter as he is, and he's correcting him. It's kind of funny. It plays here.
Yo, check it. I is here with none other than my main man, Andy Rooney. Total respect. And today we is chatting about
he's looking
media.
Angry.
The media is well important, isn't it?
It is important. If a democracy is important, people have to know what's going on in the world. That's why the media is important.
Does you think the media has changed since you first got in it?
Does you think the media has changed? Do you think the media has changed?
Whatever. Does...
No, it's English. The English language would say, do you think the media has changed? Not does you think the media has changed?
Bitter.
Yeah.
Yes, I think the media has changed.
So what sort of things does you think the media should cover?
Do you think the media?
Do you think the media? I think it's an English-American thing, though, isn't it?
No. That's English. The English language is very clear. I have 50 books on the English language if you'd like to borrow one of them.
Let's talk about some mistakes that has happened or not happened. Has journalists ever put out tomorrow's news by mistake?
How do you know what the news is if it hasn't happened yet?
Yo, but if there was something like well important, like a plane crash, wouldn't you report that like a day early?
How would you report a plane crash that happens tomorrow today?
All right, safe. Well, you couldn't do that, but let's say it was something like the election, which is like a massive thing. Wouldn't you report who won that like a few days before, because it's going to be such a massive story that everyone will want to know about it and read about it.
You don't know who won it, do you, until the election is over? How can you report it before it happens?
Yo, for real.
Okay, so. I think that's about it. I can't do this.
Why not?
This is not going. I can't waste my time.
Is it because I was black?
You're black?
Who?
Who's black?
Your eyes.
No, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't know.
Why not?
I don't have time. Sorry.
You've been rude to me from the first moment.
Right. I'm sorry. Sorry.
Trying to tell me I don't speak English.
Well, right.
Yo, it's been rude. That's quite racist, to be honest.
Oh. Racialist.
Yo.
Racist, not racist.
Yo, racist. Yo, keep the cameras running. You see that this is racism that's going on here.
Racialism.
Cut me out because the color of my skin.
Oh, boy. Anyways, that's pretty funny.
Oh, rest in peace,
I know.
Rooney. I miss him.
Yeah. I always liked the end of 60 Minutes when he came on. It was pretty funny.
Are you ready for another old man interview?
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Wow, so many things here.
It's the old man show.
All right.
Anyway, Joe Paterno, head coach of the Penn State Lions, has been fired from his position because his defensive coordinator, Jerry Sandusky, has brought up on 40 counts of sexual abuse of 8 young boys over a 15-year period, which is trifling.
Whoa.
And apparently, because he didn't go directly to the police tell the story, he's been fired. At first, he said he was going to retire, but then they fired him. It's been a big blow-up. But, the first thing I thought of when I heard of the Joe Paterno drama was this interview from, 4 years ago.
We are expecting Coach Joe Paterno at any moment. And, how about that for timing? We have the legend who a long time ago sat in my living room recruiting my brother, the head coach of the Penn State University.
Hey, God, speak up. There's a lot of people
out
here.
All right. Well, we welcome you in, Coach. And what I was saying is that you sat in my living room recruiting my brother a long time ago. So I've been a Penn State recruiter for a long, long time, being from Philadelphia. Can you hear me, Coach?
I can't hear a word you're saying.
All right.
Hang on just a second.
Okay.
Hey, yeah.
Are you there?
I'm here. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't.
Is there any way you can speak up?
I'm screaming. screaming into the microphone as it is now. I mean, and he's live on the air, so I mean, I'm yelling at the top of my lungs. So I don't know if the noise is too much there that he can't hear me or what. I don't know.
No, we're in a pretty quiet area.
Okay, well I'll try it again. Yeah, let's absolutely.
Here we go.
Can you hear me, Matt?
Coach Paterno, I can hear you great, and I don't know if you hear me. I'm screaming at the top of my lungs,
oh,
Coach. I can't talk any louder than this.
I tell you, I'm having trouble hearing you.
No, he can't hear me. I can't yell any louder.
Oh, my gosh. Can we hear that again?
I'm having trouble hearing you.
Oh, wait, wait, wait.
Well, why don't we hand, you know, what can I do? I can't.
Oh,
can you hear me now?
Pinwheel spinning around.
I can't yell any louder.
Look at my pinwheel.
I
see you and I bounce.
I can't talk any louder than this.
Wait, wait, wait.
Can you hear me, man?
Coach Paterno, I can hear you great, and I don't know.
Wow.
I tell you, I'm having trouble hearing you.
Why is it funny?
That's
it's
awesome.
So funny.
He sounds even worse now.
Does he?
Like, he sounds bad there, but he can barely, you have a hard time hearing him now.
I can't talk any louder than this.
I tell you, I'm having trouble hearing you.
All right. It's a great interview.
Can you hear me, Mad Dog?
That's pretty funny.
Talk up. You told him to talk up, not speak up, by the way.
Talk up.
Did you notice that?
No.
Oh my God.
Old man.
Yeah, old man. He's like, talk up. Wait, is it?
We welcome you in, Coach. And what I was saying is that you sat in my living room recruiting my brother a long time ago. So I've been a Penn State recruiter for a long, long time, being from Philadelphia. Can you hear me, Coach?
I can't hear a word you're saying.
Oh, no, it's after that. It's just funny.
I can't hear a word you're saying.
I got to isolate those.
Yeah, I've heard that clip before. Someone else has used those clips.
Oh, really?
And I didn't know where they came from. I didn't realize that was him. That's funny.
I think it's like the Big Dog radio show or something like that. But when he's like, can you hear me, Mad Dog?
Mad Dog. That's another show, isn't it?
I don't know. It must be.
Mike and the Mad Dog? Is that? I don't know.
God, there are so many goofy radio shows out there.
I know.
Those, including ours.
That's true.
We're a goofy radio show.
We are.
You know, I was listening to the Junkies earlier this week, and they had this, one of their producers does a show called Junkies Rewind.
Mm-hmm.
And they talked about Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, really?
And they said it was the worst thing that's ever happened to radio.
Oh. Everyone's got a stinking podcast.
Because everyone's got a stinking podcast.
It's true.
But they were doing it on a podcast.
Well, there they go. But, I mean, yeah, I've heard people on podcasts complain about podcasts like we're doing right now. But, I mean, some of them are really bad.
Some of them are really bad.
But we're going to have that community time soon where we're going to reach out.
Gosh, whatever happened to my drunk memories?
I
wish they would come back.
I know. It'd be great.
They went away so quickly after we went on their show.
Yeah, I never felt like we called another show and disrupted them as much as we have with them.
We really did.
They were really disjointed and all over the place.
There was one where we called them, it's like a couple weeks ago, and they hung up on us, or they played music.
Yeah.
That one wasn't very good.
I don't remember what happened with that.
They played music, and then they hung up.
But we'll get back to it.
We'll get back to Vlog Talk Radio community time. Because we know that there is a lot of other great neighbors out there doing a Blog Talk Radio show here on blogtalkradio.com. And we want to reach out and touch you.
We want to lend a helping hand,
if you
will.
We want to bring you a welcoming casserole.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What kind of casserole are we bringing in around Thanksgiving time? Sweet potato?
Sounds good.
Mac and cheese?
I'd be up with that, yeah.
Or mac and cheese with sweet potato in it.
What?
Just like at that place, that Phil Belly's place. Near where I live.
Oh, you talked about that. I haven't tried that though.
Fantastic. I'm so hungry.
I'm really hungry too.
Hungry.
Play food game.
Don't know what's happening next week. Schedule's packed.
Yeah.
So
we might have a show. We might not.
Could be a Saturday.
Could be another Saturday.
Yeah, could be a Saturday. Definitely not a Sunday. So who knows? Stay tuned.
Well, that could be cool.
Stay tuned, boys and girls.
That's exciting.
Thank you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you both for listening.
Take care. Bye-bye.
A 49, I'm by your side, under the thousand feet of sky. A 49.
Washington.